Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Magic Round kicks off later tonight. It's sensational. See, I love this idea of people being able to go to one stadium and watch every team over this whole weekend. I think it is a brilliant initiative by the NRL. And obviously last year we weren't able to have it, which was extremely disappointing. A big letdown there, of course. We had it in 2019, which was sensational to see. And I think from memory in 2019 when we had it at Suncorp Stadium. I think it was round 9 of 2019. It was sensational. See, I didn't get to go to it myself, but some of my mates went to it and reckon it was just unreal. Obviously the Melbourne Storm, I remember they put an absolute clinic on the Parramatta Eels. They were on fire that night. Kalen Ponga, he put in an absolute shift against Canterbury. We'll never forget that sidestep that he put on Kieran Foran, and that'll just be part of rugby league folklore. Sensational to see. And look, my biggest complaint from 2019, I didn't have the podcast at that stage, I just had the page, and the number one thing I said was, how stupid is it that we have a Thursday night game? It is just ridiculous. You've got people flying from all over the country, paying for flights, paying for accommodation, paying for tickets, paying for food and drink. Outside of all that, it's going to cost them an absolute fortune, and you put a game on Thursday night, just beyond ridiculous. You know, obviously people, if they're going to watch every game, they're going to have to leave work on a Thursday, they're going to have to take the Friday off. It's just absolute mayhem. Thankfully the NRL, they've made a positive decision here and they've managed to put all their games over the weekend, so they kick off later tonight, Friday night, played through till Sunday. So well done to the NRL, well done to Peter Vlandis. A common sense decision, which unfortunately, in rugby league, common sense, it isn't overly that common. It's just the reality of the situation. But they've made a really good call there. Really happy to see it. Obviously, I've been reasonably vocal at the start of the year that I wasn't overly keen on the matchups. I'm still not overly keen on them, to be completely honest with you. And look, I understand both sides of it. I understand that these teams, they don't want to give away their rivalry games because they wanted to have them for their home fans. They want to be able to put the money through the gates at their home grounds. So an idea that someone threw up to me the other day was to potentially have an entire round of just grand finals. And I don't have it in front of me, but whoever sent me that, thank you for that idea. That was brilliant. So he managed to come up with, I think it was 7 out of 8 games that were going to be grand final replays from over the years. That's another idea. But obviously, you know, that would probably feature a fair share of grand finals that we have seen previously. So you have your pros and cons there. That would feature a lot of rivalries, obviously. So a lot of pros and cons there, and I understand that. But I would like there to be some sort of structure to these things, whether it's pinning, you know, at least a headline to be able to sell of maybe like, you know, a Tom Trbojevic and a James Tedesco going head-to-head, or a certain forward pack and another forward pack. Maybe you could choose like someone that's changed clubs going up against their former team. Like next year, for Magic Round, I would love to see Brisbane going up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I think that'd be sensational. It can be Brisbane's home game anyway, the Adam Reynolds versus South Sydney for the first time in Magic Round. I think that'd be unreal. You know, there could be a number of other guys that change clubs or whatever, and you have them playing against each other. I don't know, but I just feel like there could be more in these matchups. That's the only thing that I feel like there could be more to. And I understand the business side. I completely get that. But If this weekend, if they're fed income about this weekend, it has always been about the fans. It has been about the fan experience. And for me, if you want the best experience for the fans, you need to put on the best matchups that you possibly can, as far as you can, as far as the business side goes and everything. I just think they can do better than what they have done. And look, the other side of the coin is that you can plan as much as you want, you can do as much as you want, and you don't know how teams are going to go each year. I mean, I'm sure when they, you know, the Canberra Raiders, for example, you know, you would have thought whoever you put them up against would have been a blockbuster. And, you know, they've gone to shit now, so that one could have been chaos. But, I mean, I guess where they've landed now against Canterbury, that's going to be an interesting game. But I just feel like there's a lot more that could have been offered in these games. That's just my opinion. Now, the only other change that I would make to Magic Round, and it's something that I suggested a number of years ago, people seem to enjoy it. Some people who don't like change are very negative on it. But it's an idea that I'm going to steal from the NFL, and I really like it in the NFL. And if you do follow the NFL, you'll be aware of this week. I think it's once a season. It's called Color Rush. Now, it's essentially where every team has a new jersey, and it is predominantly one color. Now, you can go with one of the colors that your team is built around. You could go against with a random color, whatever it might be, but it's a predominant one color. Now, they've done this in the Queensland Cup. If you type up Color Rush into Google, Color Rush NRL or Color Rush NFL, you'll see the jerseys. I think they're really cool. I really like the idea. Some teams go for a real sort of fluoro color. Other teams, they tend to go like just all black or all white or whatever it might be. I just think it'd be cool. Like, I'd love to see the Tigers running around in a proper orange fluoro kit. I think that'd be really good to see, really something different. You know, your Raiders, if you just went an all lime green kit and that was it, I think it'd be sensational. I think the Sharks could produce a really cool jersey as well. I think theirs would be unreal. You know, the Parramatta and the Titans, they could produce a really good one. The Panthers, if they just had their fluoro pink with nothing else on it, I think that'd be cool. Gold Coast, they could come up with an absolute ripper as well. And like some of the other teams, like the Dragons, for example, they could just go all white with no red V, you know. And it's a little bit obscure, but when you see these teams playing and it is proper colour rush, they are all in one colour. I think it looks sensational in the NFL and it looks cool in the Queensland Cup. And you can, you know, the Melbourne Storm could come in like a metallic sort of purple, just something a little bit different to mark this special occasion. And, you know, they could be jerseys that you don't sell, but then you just auction off at the end of the week and they go to a charity of choice for each team or whatever it might be. I just think it'd be a great idea. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, if Kalen Ponga, oh, let's not use Kalen Ponga, let's use an example. Oh, I'm trying to find someone that's actually playing this week. All of a sudden, you know, a James Tedesco jersey this weekend, Color Rush, it's a one-of-one jersey. Yeah, they don't remake them. They don't sell them at Rebel. It's a one-of-one jersey. You can auction them off after the game and all the money goes to charity. I just think it'd be unreal. And you could do it for each and every player. I guarantee you all of these jerseys would sell. They would all go. And some of your big names, I mean, a Tom Trbojevic one-of-one jersey that the Manly Seagulls are only going to wear that one night for Colour Rush, I think that would be sensational. It could all go to charity. It's just, it's a good win for everyone. And it means that, you know, if all of a sudden Kalen Ponga, if he's not in a normal Knights jersey, if he's in his Magic Round Colour Rush jersey when he puts that step on Kieran Foran, I mean, that is cemented in everyone's memory forever. That'll be a moment that'll be on highlight reels for years. And every time we see it, it'll be, oh, that was Magic Round. It's got a little something special about it. I just think that'd be sensational. It'd be something that you'd be showing your kids in 30 years' time, highlights of Kalen Ponga, and there'll be this one clip of Kalen Ponga pulling off this amazing step in this jersey that they've potentially never seen before. Yeah, and hopefully Magic Round's still going then, and every year we maybe have a different theme. Color Rush is just one idea. You could have a heap. I just think it'd be sensational. I think it'd be great to see. It is one change that I would definitely make to Magic Round. But on the most front, I think that the way the NRL has done this, the way that they haven't gone to Sydney, they've gone to Suncorp, I think it's brilliant. Playing at Suncorp Stadium, if you've ever been to an Origin game there, or even just a Broncos game, you know, you've got Caxton Street or whatever it is out the front. It is just a hub for a party. I think it's sensational. You've obviously got like Denham Kemp and Jarrell Yeah from Bloke going up there. You've got the YKTR boys going up there. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere. I'm extremely jealous I'm not going to be up there. I think it's sensational. I think there's little things that we could add in to make it better. But on the most front, I think the NRL's done a sensational job with this. I think it's fantastic that they've given away some probably TV money for the Thursday night. They've made it a better experience for the fan, which is what this weekend should be built around. This should be a weekend where we have the best proper possible experience for the 50-odd thousand that go to this game. The reality is, for me sitting at home, Magic Round doesn't really mean a heap to me because I'm not there for the atmosphere. I've got 8 games of footy on this weekend, which I would anyway, same time slots. Once again, I think if you were to add in the Colour Rush jerseys, it'd add another little bit of excitement to it. And I mean, if you were to load up these Sunday games, I think the Sunday would be the best thing ever. The Saturday would be unreal as well, to be fair. But if you were to load these up with rivalry games, previous grand finals, players playing their former clubs, I just think it'd be so exciting. I mean, if you were to put the Sharks up against Melbourne, it could be like the Will Chambers sort of cup. I think that'd be sensational to see. As I said, Adam Reynolds versus the Broncos next year, that'd be unreal. There's a heap of stuff you could do here, and I think it'd be really exciting. On the most front, I think it's very good, though. Really excited for Magic Round. It's going to be a cracker. Stay tuned later today. We're going to have our full preview of Magic Round with all of our tips leading into the round.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.